Now we're coming into the home straight, yes. That's all right. So, in the assembly closing, we are going to talk about the new members, the new executive, and we are also going to have our various votes of thanks. So, I'd like now to hand over directly to our incoming president, Pete, and ask him to talk about his new executive. Thank you, Pete.
Thanks. I'm going to hold this wretched microphone. Otherwise, every time I move my head, I go out of focus. Well, how do you follow Queen Mary? That's the question. My answer is you don't, because she's still with us. You just sail astern, Mary said. I think I'd like to begin by thanking all delegates and observers from my point of view as new president. I think this has been an exceptional event, and I know we'll return to this in a second. But, you know, it really has been an exceptional event from every point of view. The paper quality has been great, including the Braille paper quality. And indeed, the quality of all of our contributions, I think, has been phenomenal. I bet there's probably no one in the room who hasn't spoken during the assembly, and you can't often say that about events such as this. That testifies to the depth of ICEB and the organisation that we now have. I would like to welcome new members to the executive and old members to the executive, and because I think we are as one, I'm not actually going to go through the entire list. It was in the slate and everybody knows who they are. I think we have a very strong executive moving forward, and I think we've all listened very carefully, not just to this discussion about resolutions, but to the discussion over the full assembly concerning all of the various points that have been put forward. And certainly what I'll be doing with the executive is turning this into an action plan, a series of charges that we can carry forward. But there's one thing I have to say which you're probably not going to like as delegates and observers, I suspect. And that is that I'm not going to allow you to simply walk away from this assembly and not do anything else with ICEB for another 4 years. I've got your email addresses. And I'm going to make sure that as many people as possible are volunteered or conscripted onto committees as will allow themselves to be conscripted or volunteered. I think, as a slightly more serious point, we are ICEB. It's our responsibility to carry forward this action plan. The executive will help by prioritising and by coming up with mechanisms that enable us to manage our work. But quite bluntly, not a lot's going to get done if you just rely on the executive, because we're all horribly busy people and there's not many of us. So we need all of you to remain as closely involved with the work of ICEB as possible, so that as we move forward, we can all move forward together. We have a huge amount of collective experience in this room and knowledge. We have our differences, of course, which is fine. And we also have one common purpose, and that is Braille is a fundamental right for blind people. It's a fundamental means of accessing information, education, employment, life experience, etc. All of the words that we have in our resolutions in various forms. Whatever we believe about its future, we all believe that. And that's the common purpose that will draw us together over the next 4 years. So what sort of a 4 years do I think it might be? I feel there's a little bit of trepidation in a sense, because I think, you know, we have to work to change the emphasis of ICEB to a degree. And I'm very confident we can do this based on the resolutions we have just discussed. But I think we really do need to focus on, obviously, you know, issues like refreshable Braille. But the key to me is focus on promotion and awareness of Braille. There are too many instances where I hear Braille dumbed down. Braille is not going to survive. You know, Braille is a medium that's going to die. You know, each time I talk to a journalist, you know, they seem to say, wow, we've heard rumours that Braille's going to die fairly soon. And I remind them of a conversation I had with a colleague of mine at RNIB who was told, something like 1965, that a brand new format was coming onto the scene. Perfect format that would replace absolutely everything, that would satisfy his entire life need for information. That format was the cassette, interestingly. So I do remind people of that each time it kind of comes up. So, you know, people talk Braille down quite a lot in organisations, and if I take one thing out of this event, it's to talk Braille up. You know, we must talk Braille up. We must continue to talk about Braille as a vibrant means of communication for blind people. We must, listening to some of the observers that we've had from the internet, we must include people who are deafblind, people with hearing impairment. We must, excuse the pun, listen more carefully to what they're saying. I don't feel qualified enough to understand how important Braille is to people who have hearing impairment as well. And I need to learn, we all need to learn more about that. Finally, I think it's been a fantastic experience to be here in South Africa. I've been here about six times, and I love it every single time. The energy of the people, the vibrancy of the people who live here, and the pride they have, the pride you have in your nation is exemplary. Also, to have someone from a government perspective talk about Braille music, you know, and talk about access to Braille. It was an extremely moving experience for me, and I think for many people in this room. I'm fairly confident, and maybe someone's listening in on the net, and we'll take this up, and I'm not really bothered if they do. I'm fairly confident that most officials, if not all officials in the UK, wouldn't even know Braille music exists, let alone be able to talk about it with the lights off. So, you know, I think that, you know, that was an incredible moment, I think, in this event, you know, for someone to have done that. And it's characteristic of how you approach access to information, and Braille in particular, in this country. And I think you're to be congratulated for that, you know, as a whole, as a nation, for the way in which you're showing us the way, I think, in that respect. You are leading. It's certainly, in many ways, you're leading opinion forming and opinion thinking around these kind of issues. I think the next 4 years will have many challenges in it. We've got very significant resource challenges for organisations within ICEB, and also probably for ICEB itself. If we get to the end of the four-year period and we present a budget, I'm going to apologise to our treasurer right now, if we present a budget that actually shows we have the same amount of money in our coffers as we do now, A, I'll be very surprised, and B, I think we may not have necessarily achieved everything that we want to achieve. So we are likely to spend some of your money, if you like. And in addition, we're likely to spend a lot of your time, going back to the point I made earlier. So, it's, you know, we're going to have a busy executive, we're going to have lots of things to take forward, and we're going to rise to the challenge together. And most importantly, we're going to rise to the challenge with you, because you're not escaping. I'm going to be in touch, and you're going to be on committees. Thank you very much for electing me as president. I feel very humbled and honoured to be taking on such an important role within the world of Braille, and I hope I'll be able to live up to at least some of your expectations, if not all of them. So thank you very much for your confidence in me personally.
Thank you very much, Pete. In the agenda, we note about looking ahead to the midterm executive meeting in 2014 and the 6th General Assembly in 2016. Do we have any comments about this at this early stage? Or shall we leave it to the executive? I think we'll leave it to the executive. All right. Okay, now, I have a number of thank yous that I would like to take care of, please. First of all, I want to acknowledge all the members of the organising committee. Suzanne van Veek is proofreader and extraordinaire secretary, and has proofread 800 something pages and looked after everything. And I really want to thank you for all your secretarial assistance and support. What can we say about Tiger? We've all learned to really love and respect Kathy Donaldson for her amazing way of getting blood out of stone when she needs something, and her kindness about it. Thank you very much, Kathy. Madeleine Grayling, who is one of the staff of the South African National Council for the Blind. Now, we need to understand that, of course, the team had to put in a bid for funding from government, and Madeleine's work is very much around fundraising, and she drove the application for funding to the Department of Arts and Culture, never mind everything else that she's done this week. Lizette Prinsloo, also from the South African National Council for the Blind, who works with Madeleine, and they've been working on the registration form and other matters. Dr. Obert Maguve, who serves on the delegation from South Africa, but he's also in charge of the education desk at the South African National Council for the Blind, and he's often called in with his support when anything needs to be sorted out in the interaction with government. Mika Dowling, who works for the National Council, and she's working with Obert, and she's been running around with microphones, never mind 101 other things. And then there's Christo. What can we say about Teacher Christo? I just know that apart from having met him in Canada in 2004, I have one of his students who's a very close friend of mine back in New Zealand, and I kind of think she's really envious that I have so much to do with Christo. Christo is very popular amongst his students and, of course, with us. Thank you so much, Christo, for your humour, but for keeping things moving along. We want to thank Philip Jourdan for his audio descriptions, his sporting commentaries, and of course for the Braille, and his wife, Sunette Jourdan. Thank you for your support in so many ways. I think this conference bag has just about got to rate the most amazing conference bag I've ever received, certainly on a personal level. And you are to be really thanked and praised for thinking of so many things to put in it, and all helpful and useful to our stay here. Of course, there's the South African Department of Arts and Culture, and who is remarkably aware. Peter's quite right. There are hardly any officials that are as knowledgeable as the team, and that's a commentary on your advocacy and your explanations. But nonetheless, we must thank the Department of Arts and Culture for responding to your advocacy. A lot of people advocate and officials still don't listen. We want to thank Andrew and his staff here at the hotel. There's my executive, Bill, Jolly, Bill Darling, Phyllis, Jean, Christo, Pete, Bill Paul, Fred and Judy. And particular thank you to Judy for her sighted guide technique this week, even if we have lightened it up in a few bushes. And also, of course, for her support and, in fact, her whole entire expediting of the presents for Darling, Fred and Bill Paul. That was amazingly achieved. Thank you, everyone. John Simpson, my right-hand man, your left-hand person. Thank you, John. Hanif Kruger. Hanif has been looking after the internet feed and has provided us with feedback in a very professional manner. I want to call on the unsung heroes that I have failed to mention above. And finally, I want to thank each of you. You are what makes these conferences work, and you have done this extraordinarily well, and you've even, you know, been good when I've said please be quiet. Occasionally I've heard a cell phone. They have interrupted the meeting, but not as dramatically as they might have done, and I appreciate that very much to those of you who've maintained your cell phones in quiet mode. So that concludes my thanks to each of you. I've had a fantastic week, never mind you. And this is my first visit to South Africa, and I am enjoying every moment of it. I'm moving on from here for a week's worth of leave, and members of my family are joining me, in fact. So our visit to South Africa has been a personal triumph so far, and will become a triumph of pleasure, even involving my family. So thank you so much for the opportunity. And that concludes my own comments. Thank you very much. Now, Fred has joined us at the head table. Fred.
Yeah. Madam President, I think that we would be remiss if we did not offer a vote of thanks to you for your leadership, your hard work, not only at this conference, but over the last 4 years. This does not mean that your work is done. It means that your term as president will be coming to an end shortly. But as a reminder of the sincere appreciation of ICEB, its member nations, and more important, blind people around the world who use English language Braille, we would like to offer you a coin. It is a silver coin that was struck in 2009 for the bicentenary of the birth of Louis Braille in the United States, and it has the word Braille written in it in correct UEB Braille, and so we give you this as a lasting memento of our appreciation. Here you are.
Thank you so much. That's very, very generous. And in fact, I did think about these coins, and at the time I thought about it, I thought it was too late. So I'm most appreciative of receiving this. It's been fun. It's been fun. And you've all made it possible. So I'm just responsible for the mistakes, that's all. So thank you very much to each of you, and thank you so much for this gift. And those of you who haven't seen this, I'm sorry, I've got the gift in a box in one hand and the microphone in the other, but I will open this up. And those of you who haven't seen the Louis Braille coin, which actually I haven't, we'll put it beside the elephant in the room and you can have a look at that as well. Thank you so much. Now, there is a point at which I have to declare it closed, but I'm always nervous about doing that because somebody wants to say something else. So I'll just allow, I can hear a microphone being rattled. I have one last call. Marius from South Africa, and then Pete.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. For the entire duration of the assembly, apart from yesterday afternoon when I asked a question, I haven't said a word, so now that I have the microphone, I'm going to drop the bomb. I would like to say thank you very much for the opportunity that I had. I've heard about ICEB and the executive and the General Assembly, and I am privileged to have been able to attend this General Assembly. I believe it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I am very happy to have been able to be here. And if I've taken one thing away from this meeting is that UEB or UBC, however you want to call it, we still stick to UBC in South Africa, as you know, is really not all that traumatic to implement. So I would urge all the countries who haven't implemented yet or who are still hesitant to please get on board. And on a more personal level, I feel like I'm glad I got to meet each and every one of you, or many of you personally. I would certainly love to maintain contact when you go back to your respective countries and your respective homes. I have email, I am on Facebook, I am on Skype. So please, if you would like, I would love to maintain contact with a lot of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Marius. Now, I did say Pete, but actually I'm back to my notes, and I see that Judy has requested a call. Judy.
Thank you, Mary. This is... I will take this opportunity to also thank Mary for her wonderful job as president for 4 years. But the point I rise to make has actually nothing to do with that. A few of us are organizing a trip to visit live elephants tomorrow, and we have space for 5 people. I can't give you too many details because it kind of depends on how many people decide to go, but we'll be leaving here about 9:30. We will be back by 3. There will be a cost. I don't know how much, probably not a lot, and especially if more people go. So if you're interested, let me know. Thank you.
All right, so you talked to Judy about that. Thanks very much. Now, before I take Pete, because we really are going to have to close this fairly soon. Pete, is there any last calls? And we also need to read... And we need to read the lunch menu. You've been very good with feedback this week. So I gather Hanif would like to talk to us.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to read an email that we just got from one of the listeners. He says, "Dear ISAP members, I would like to thank you for being in South Africa, leaving your respective homes and deciding to welcome the South African winter. It is for the first time for me to participate in this conference, and I hope that next time I'll be rubbing shoulders with our president, in particular Peter, not forgetting from Australia, Bill Jolly. I don't have the kind of words to thank you, but all that I would like to say is thank you many times over. Willie Malazzi."
Thank you so much, Hanif. Any last calls before Pete? Right, Pete.
Just to say that the executive meeting will start at 1:30. It'll be in here, and anybody is welcome to observe. And finally, just to thank everybody out there in listening land for joining us. I think it's been really helpful to have your observations and input through lists and emails and comments. So thank you to everybody for joining us.
And I too need to thank the web listeners. It's been quite interesting getting some feedback from you. Not all of it we've acknowledged on the microphone, but I think we have replied to most, hopefully, if not all of you. Thank you for paying attention, and you have, I hope, some idea of what is in front of us, and so we may yet be putting our hands on the shoulders of some of our web listeners to provide some additional support to the people in the room. Especially thank you to those of you who are first-timers here, and also to those of you from the observers from Botswana and Zimbabwe, and our new person, Sarah. I think Sarah is the new person from Nigeria, but the others have been before. Congratulations to all of you for your contributions. And now I declare the 5th General Assembly closed. Thank you.
And with the closure of the 5th General Assembly of ISAB, I would also like to thank you from my side for listening, giving me feedback.
Can we please make sure all microphones are off in the room?
Positive and building criticism if you had any problems. And for all the glitches, I'd like to apologize, network failure, power outage, etc., etc. But from my side, I would like to thank you sincerely for listening. We'll now break with some music since it is lunchtime. Thank you.